electric radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on the TV. They give me the news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Adams is on.
Yes, we are back. Hour number two today, and this the midsummer program of Rick Adams Uncensored, and we have our author of, shall we say, Control, Not Confusion, on NoPlaceForCorruption.com. Art from Philly is back again, and I'm sure that he has a lot to share with us. Hello, Art. Welcome.
Hello, Rick. Great show, and good to be back.
Thank you. Thank you. And, you know, you and I have been, the last couple of weeks, been going over a lot of these seeming anomalies and contradictions and lies and everything under the sun containing, pertaining actually to the economy, to politics and the election cycles and all of this. And, I don't know what your thoughts are now, but I'm sure you're anxious to chime in on this whole business of so-called intel and how it uses its own media, which is the basic media, CNN to Fox, it doesn't matter which, all the way down the line, to basically condition the minds of people to fear and use that fear and exploiting that fear to accomplish their end, which is to control us, and that nobody ever questions it. And we go back, I know, in time to Operation Mockingbird and the Annenbergs and others as well, way before them. But have you noticed how this is playing out this week, particularly with Trump and the New York Times and what they're up to lately?
Yes, I've been following it, on the periphery. When you talk about fear, remember what Thomas Paine said. This is when the people fear the government, you have tyranny. When the government fears the people, you have liberty. Mm-hmm. And I see us moving closer and closer to tyranny each day with this fear-mongering. They're trying to push us and, push that agenda too. And we need to push the agenda back where the government fears the people. And hopefully that's what we're doing on RVN, is basically get that message out that the government should be responsive to the people. And we need to fire a lot of people. That's one of the things they brought Trump in. You know, he was good from Shark Week. You know, you're fired. I like to start doing some mass firing. If you want to do the problem right, that's the way it's got to be done.
Mm-hmm. Who would you start with?
Who would I start with?
Yes, who would you fire first?
Well, okay, so if you're running, it'd be basically, so that's a good one. There's a lot.
I know, the list is too long for this whole day.
Right. Well, one that he's doing is, you know, the Veterans Administration is an abomination, which has been overtaken by the Zionists for years, all the way back from the days of Spectre after JFK. I would get those rats out of there, because, I mean, these veterans have served the American people, and they serve the interests of our country. They need to be taken care of, you know, more than anything else. I see that as an important thing. The first ones I would fire is I would basically get rid of the Federal Reserve Bank. Yeah, I would just basically abolish the, get back to the U.S. currency. But we've also seen what happened to JFK when he did that, along with going up against Ben-Gurion over the issue of Israeli atomic weapons. All right. Yeah. With respect to, the U.S. Department of State, okay, U.S. Department of Commerce, what are they doing? They've basically been selling us out there in the rat hole for these organizations. I would basically bring back the antitrust laws and start breaking up these companies, okay? I would basically clean out the U.S. Department of Justice, because they're the ones allowing these policies being pushed upon by a corporate interest to basically ruin this country. So those are some of the areas I see that are definitely needed. You know, defense spending is out of bounds. You know, that needs to be brought into control. other thing that is going to happen that we've been talking about is, you know, the how would you say, the entitlement programs, including Social Security, are so far out of bounds. But at least the Social Security's got some money up for the next 15 years or so, whereas, you know, Illinois, New Jersey, they're lucky if they're going to survive another year or two with the financial dire straits they have. So in those areas, you know, I think we'd start need to be cleaning up with the state government to say, you know, you promise these benefits, we can't do it. There's going to be a haircut, whether you like it or not. That's the way it's got to be. Otherwise, you're going to sink the whole ship.
Economically, we're at beyond the breaking point now. And this is what I alluded to earlier. This nation is under funny money, phony money. The international sanctions, the business of trade and wars and quota wars and so on and so forth. It would have been great to see all of that take place in the 1960s and 70s. Instead, we were being given over to that free trade idea following the war. This is one of the many evils that came out of World War II. In fact, after they destroyed Japan, they made it a basically a vestibule for the elite, the powerful elite, for cheap labor, and to bring in goods and help destroy American industry. And that's what they did then. Now they're telling us, no, we got to go back to the old protectionist philosophies that we, you know, that really, if you want to call it protectionism, but the legal taxes in the Constitution and quotas and so on and so forth that would allow the American people to not be burdened themselves with income taxes and corporate taxes. They said, no, we can't do that. We have to go back now to freedom and America first. But is it America first, or is it the banksters first? And that's the question that I have.
No, it's obviously the bankers are first. I mean, I hear every politician, you know, even Trump to this effect, saying they can't solve the problem. You want to solve it, it's a real simple solution. 50% tariff on every product, good, or service that's coming in the country. Any immigration labor coming in, $100,000 per year per person. Use all you want. If you really need it, you're going to pay for it. If not, you change the whole law of economics on this game to basically realize that it's cheaper to hire American and to use American economy, you know, industry, rather than basically, you know, go to free trade, which was identified as one of the 45 planks of putting communism in this country.
But you're right. You're right about that. But that's not what the Congress is going to allow. That's not what they're doing. The Republicans have sold out, just as the Democrats have sold out. And that really is a political problem in and of itself, because there is no party, absolutely no American party, that speaks on behalf of the American taxpayer or the American worker. It's all whose vested interests rule. And, you know, Paul Ryan just learned that he had 3% Ashkenazi blood in him. You know, somehow he just found that out. And it's no wonder that he is, at least he says it's just 3%. But it's why, or one of the reasons why, he is where he is today.
Correct. And the article you identified with Noam Chomsky about, you know, the Russian control of American politics, and he says, you know, it's like a drop in a bucket compared to what Israel's done. I mean, what other country has assassinated our president? Okay, and actually, Netanyahu appears in front of Congress in spite of, you know, not being approved by the United States president. He basically overrides that, comes in here. You know, it was, go back to Senator Fulbright, says U.S. Senate is controlled by Israel. We have an election coming up, which put in place corruption. Senator Bob Casey, he's one of the hardcore Zionists. He needs to be out the door. He's the founder of the hate laws that we have right now that you see all over the country.
So, Bob Casey, yeah. He's the Republican, right? He's the Republican.
To whom is the Republican, Casey is the Democrat?
It doesn't matter. Tweedledee, Tweedledum, you know, whether it's left or right, they're still serving the mob, the ADL mob, and they're not concerned about doing what's right. You know why? And it's obvious why. Because if they do, then they find out what Jesse Helms found out in North Carolina and a host of others, and you know Charles Percy too, head of the Committee on Foreign Relations from Illinois, a host of others found out you can't do that because we'll get you out of Congress. Now, that's not political interference, right? That's not meddling.
No, it's not meddling at all. It's basically, you know, fixing the you know, free representation of the people. They're basically selling us out to down the rat hole to the special interest. That's all. Outside of that, what's the problem? Now, I wanted to comment that Trump was up in Wilkes-Barre, and they had Pennsylvania, and they actually had CNN up there asking them, what's QCon all about? So it's really interesting that nobody brought up the fact that, you know, Anderson Cooper there, you know, gay and more on the case, all right, and basically is a direct example of Operation Mockingbird running right now.
Right.
And also CNN being owned by the Boston Crime Syndicate, you know, that's never talked about, you know, through ALL. They got Ted Turner out the door. And, you know, they're asking about what's, you know, they're asking about QCon, but nobody asked the fact about, you know, what about Wolf Blitzer there from AIPAC, one of the, you know, top, you know, one of the top leaders in CNN, always talking about his Zionist agenda. And, you know, you never hear him talk about a friendly term about, you know, Palestinians. I guess you probably didn't hear on CNN that basically Israel shut off all the fuel supplies to Gaza recently, with the past week. Yeah, but, you know, we got to basically go after those Holocaust deniers. But we can't, you know, you're not allowed to deny what the Holocaust are committing in Gaza is we're talking right now.
Isn't that amazing, huh? You know, and the German government, whether it's Merkel or her opponent, doesn't matter. They're under occupation today, as they were at the end of World War II. And that's a fact that cannot be denied, because there's never been a peace treaty signed between them, us and them. And we still have troops there who are really guarding the world from German, not from communism any longer, and certainly not from so-called Islamic terrorism, but to make sure that Germany will not rise again. And that was the thought of some of the generals, some of those who were early opponents of the war, and realized that that was the end game. The end game is we must never allow the people of the world to find out the truth. So these hate laws, these censorship laws, these thought control laws that they would love to impose on us here in America have jailed people simply for expressing what they think. Now, that's unheard of anywhere. I mean, for new listeners who don't know, you know, what it's all about, probably, and I get them all the time, people who just tuned in. You know, it's like, what are you talking about? Well, I believe in the Holocaust because it's out there, so it must be true, you know, but I don't want to censor people. We should have freedom of discussion. We should have freedom of inquiry and so forth. Not according to the World Jewish Congress, the Bonfman Crime Family, the ADL, or any of these other hate groups. They hate freedom of speech. They hate the rights of people to be able to inquire and think for themselves. That is a crime. When freedom rules, then you see what happens. There is no more hatred of freedom. But the use of hate and the use of the word hate have been used to silence freedom. And it tells you something. It tells you, who are the haters? Well, the haters are them who hate the truth.
Right. And that's how me and you got together. Was basically, I was registered a hate criminal with the Anti-Defamation League for pointing out their program, No Place for Hate, by the ADL is nothing but a front for the Brafman Crime Family, part of the Chicago outfit. And for me pointing that out in Abington Township, hometown to none other than... you know, the Blackstone Group, Stephen Schwarzman, who took over the banking system, legacy going all the way back to Jacob Schiff. And we're pointing that out. They called me up and says, you're now in the national database of the Anti-Defamation League. Then the commissioner actually was a sponsor of the program, screamed at me when I brought up the issue in a township meeting. And he says, you're going to be one of the first ones who's going into the camp when we get control. All right?
So to talk well, to you know, somebody would say that was just a... some casual observer, so that was just an emotion. He really didn't mean that they have the kind of power to want to do that. You know, I mean, it just misinterpreted. They're really nice people once you get to know them.
Right, right. You're really nice people. Yeah, I mean, go look at you know, the West Bank and Gaza and see what nice people they really are, okay? And it's not all the Jewish community. It's what you call these, it's basically what you call Zionists, okay? And you have neutral card in there. They understand the issues. That this
those
person,
who call themselves Jews but are not and do lie, and that's the key. Right? They're not Judahites or Israelites, and therefore they use those as a cover. This is how people can be deceived in America, thinking they, the white Adamic race, are Gentile. and they are Israelites, when just the opposite is true. So how do you deceive a world? You deceive it in the minds and the impressions. And how can you do that unless you own the media? You mentioned Operation Mockingbird again, Walter Cronkite, a host of others, Murrow and so forth, William S. Paley, people like that who were the heads of the networks at the time, the news divisions, Dick Salant and others like that, who basically were able to thrust themselves forward as presenters of news. And, you know, you had, that was a Don Hewitt at CBS 60 Minutes, executive producer. Right. When 9/11 came along, he said, we can't deal with that. It's too big for us. The truth is too big. I guess so. We can't tell the truth. We have to perpetuate what? A lie. Right. That's how corrupt and evil these media people are. Here they are debating about Trump versus CNN, Trump versus the New York Times. It's not Trump. It's you. Every American out there who still understands what's going on, it's a war against your soul. They want your soul to be captive to them.
It's well said. You know, they're basically taking us down the road to tyranny. And we already saw what tyranny has done with all the wars we had in the last century. And they're trying to get us down that same road again. And as long as we have freedom to speak, we need to speak up and stand up to this tyranny at every level that it's that you can. I mean, most people, I would hope some people listen, at least have the nerve to bring up an issue, you know, in front of your school board. Why are you having a No Child Left Behind program in your schools? Why are you having a No Place for Hate program in your schools? Why are you having no vaccinations in your schools? You know, I mean, when it was back in the 50s, it's like quadruple the number of vaccinations they need. That's more to keep Big Pharma going. Why do you have privatized school busing going on? Why do you have privatized school lunch programs going on? You know, who's getting all that money and all those contracts? Who on that school board's getting those kickbacks and working with the syndicate to do that?
Exactly. Now,
right. And I forgot to mention one thing when CNN was up there at, interviewing the guys at Wilkes-Barre. Did anybody bring up the question, what about Hillary Clinton's father's ties to the Bufalino crime family? Okay. Which, has overrun, parts of Scranton and Wilkes-Barre all the way up to Buffalo. Where they had the Appomattox, where they caught all the guys. Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You don't hear that part. These are issues that, we talk about. For instance, look at the Obama signs. They have all over the place, at least in this Northeast where I am, where they're talking about Obama and his hate there. And who talks about how Obama rose to power? Never talked about the fact that he rose to power through the Annenberg crime family. Okay? They talk about Bill Ayers, introduced them to the Annenbergs, but that's as far as it goes. We don't have controlled media. Why is that not mentioned any place, anywhere, anyhow? Yet we talk about it over, many times on the show. And just look at the, here's where anybody can see. AmericanMafia.com, Article 194, The Meat. And you actually see the origins of organized crime through the Annenberg syndicate, and how that actually ties right into helping through Bill Ayers and Obama rise to power and become president of the United States. To this day, that's never been mentioned. They talk about his fake, it's a fake birth certificate, all the other issues. But tie it to the Annenberg crime syndicate? Oh, you can't talk about that. Nothing. Nobody ever talked about that. That's it. So that tells you how controlled the media is. Even a concept of that can't even be expressed.
Exactly. No, you're absolutely right. We're going to invite callers now as well, and some of you may be on the line. You stay where you are for the next break. It's 800-313-9443. We'll take your call, your opinions on anything we've done in the last hour. The kind of notoriety right now that is going on is something that has to do with so-called anti-deep state organization and the Trump ralliers. And I see this as being another example of distraction and disinfo. So come back. We'll talk about that as well. All right. Stay tuned, folks. Rick Adams.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
And we are back today on this Saturday, the 4th of August, 2018. Art is with me in this hour, talking about a variety of things, obviously, all over the map. And I want to take a call or two. So let's see if we can go to the telephone. And one of Art's, I guess, fellow Philadelphians is on the line. I think it's Mark in Philadelphia. Is that right?
Hello, Rick, and hello, Art.
Hi.
Appreciate you being there. First of all, I'd like to start off with, I originally grew up in the Midwest, and so that's considered the Bible Belt. I did myself end up growing up and going to a small country church, which was founded in like 1865. So I do believe in spirituality. I'm not into the religion thing because I think that the religions have been created to divide and conquer us. That being said, also I'd like to say that I believe it's good to have healthy skepticism. But we have to be careful that we don't cross the line into cynicism, because the three of us and the rest of us listening are still alive, and I would hope that we could look for a brighter day and do our best and do our darndest to make it so. I happened to have found out about a year ago that I had been adopted, so I found out about a year ago that my great-great-grandfather was born in Reading and served in the Civil War, and he was captured in the Battle of the Wilderness and taken prisoner to Andersonville, Georgia, and survived 11 months in hell. Out of 45,000 men that went through that camp, close to 13,000 of them died within weeks. My great-great-grandfather survived almost 1 year in that prison hell, okay? So I say that I'm a survivor, and I say that we are survivors, and we can work through this. So on that note, I'd like to bring to your attention Chuck Baldwin, as a person of truth and spiritual truth, I believe. His website is chuckbaldwinlive.com, and he just put out an article called "Our Government is Awash with Foreign Citizens," and he tells about how in our government we have all these foreign citizens, dual citizens, and then he reveals that primarily they're coming from one country, and where would that be? What's the dual citizen? What's the other country? It's Israel. Now, here's the thing that I didn't know about that, and he provides a list on there, on that article, a list, a partial list, but he can't give the full list because I didn't know this, that our government officials can be dual citizens, but they do not have to declare that. That just seems a little bit scary to me that, you know, isn't there a saying that no person can serve two masters?
Well, so, it comes right out of the scriptures.
Yeah.
There you go. Full circle.
So, one of the persons, the first person he lists is Chertoff, and I've come to understand that the name Chertoff defines down to the son of the devil.
Mm-hmm.
And Chertoff was the co-author of the Patriot Act. Isn't that amazing?
Sure. It certainly is.
And that's all the terror that we're living under now, all the fear-mongering and all that baloney. So,
sure.
But I would like to ask Art, being that you're from Philadelphia, this whole deal that went down with the, I may have asked you this before, I'm not sure, but anyway, the whole deal that went down with this Starbucks thing, with the two guys walking in, you know, and then standing there and not ordering anything, and you know, they asked them if they wanted something, they didn't want to order anything, and so they stood there for 45 minutes or longer, and then they asked them to leave, and they wouldn't leave, so then they got arrested, and then they sued the city. These two guys sued the city, and then they sued Starbucks. City settled with them for like $200,000, and each of them took a dollar each, and then they were going to donate the rest of it to some minority cause for training or education or something. And they received an undisclosed sum from Starbucks. But I also learned that each of them got a job with the city for $50,000 each. I don't know. Had you heard about this, Art? And do you know, that sounds like a setup to me. I don't know. This kind of like happened so quick, and they were waiting, and, you know, they're waiting in the wings to just resolve the whole thing real quickly, and it's like political correctness. I don't know. What's your take on that? Do you have any inside knowledge on what happened there?
I would say that basically in the city itself, first of all, there's a power struggle between the Zionists and the Jewish community and the black community over control of the city. All right? Those are the two dominant forces in there. The crackers, whiteys, really don't have as much political power as they should have. So what I see is basically on the black side of the power structure that they were rewarded for what they did going after Starbucks. And the black community knows darn well that their community has been overrun by the Zionist agenda. If you look back and you heard about in the 50s, 60s, early 70s, all the manufacturing that was basically shipped out of this country to free trade, it was the likes of a lot of the people in power in Philadelphia right now who were major players with that. Spectre was a major player in doing that, like taking out the textile industry and on down the line. So you can see that. Look at Temple University. That's overrun by the Zionists right now. So with respect to that, that's what I see is the power play there. And I would say, you know, what's your name? With the ladies part of the
team. All right, well, we'll have you listen off the air, right, Mark?
Right.
And
okay,
Mark,
thank
will
you.
Get back and fully address your question.
Okay.
Take a breath. Take a breath of fresh air. Come back. 1-800-313-9.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get back at him with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back, and I'm going to go on to another call in a moment. I want you to finish up in your answer to Mark. Art, just a reminder to watch our YouTube channels. I'm a little bit lax in getting up the new one, but I did put up one that is directly involving the JFK assassination and that interview that we had a number of years ago with Michael Collins Piper, who, of course, as you know, was on this network. And it was part one. Some people are, I guess, looking forward to more discussions along these lines. And, yes, I think we will pursue more of that connection to Jerusalem and the assassination, not only of JFK, but of RFK. And also Dr. King as well, and the attempted assassination of George Wallace. So we'll do that. YouTube channel here that we have is Rick Adams, Uncensored, The Deadly Experiment. That's the name. And don't forget to listen to Andrew Carrington Hitchcock on his program on his website, andrewcarringtonhitchcock.com. Okay, so did you want to continue and before we go on to answer his call? Right.
Sure, I'll summarize it real quick. What happened is the Junior Black Mafia section of the Philadelphia Politics, which was originated by Lucian Blackwell, basically turned the, identity politics against Starbucks, which they know is a Zionist-owned business. So they then became rewarded by getting themselves jobs in Philadelphia. So there's a power play there, and that's what you're looking at is the midst of that power play, as I said. I could not understand anything you just said. I don't know if it's my connection or your connection. I just basically got distorted. Okay. All right. Do you want to bring, did that answer Mark's question? I assume it did. So let's bring up the next caller. Okay. In the meantime, while the next caller is going to come up, we'll bring up another component of Philadelphia politics. We got,
we're going to do that in just a moment. I just had to switch to my phone. But what I was just saying to you and the audience was that we have these corporations today with CEOs and CFOs and people who are in control of them. The big guys usually are connected to the mob or in some way have had an outing with the mob. And then they bring along some clown or some kid, usually a so-called minority, who winds up being the focus of social media and the media, and that's how they bring them down. This is why the social media and the news media are so dangerous today. People keep talking about this war between Trump and the media, and the media are our safeguards for our democracy and so on and so forth. Well, nothing could be further from the truth, because as I've said so often, Art, in other countries, you know, the government controls the information. But in this country, and in this part of the world, it's the media and the intel which control the government. And that's far more dangerous because of the fact that we have been lied to in every single one of these events that have taken place before and since 9/11. And who is responsible for keeping the truth away from the American public? The media that boasts about its freedom and its obligation to bring you the news. So we know that's a ruse. But I think I agree with your statement concerning Starbucks and a host of others as well. All right, so let's move on then. Let's go on to Terry in Texas. Come on.
Hello, hello, hello.
Greetings and salutations.
Yes, well, of course, I'm always worried about connection if I can be heard. With these cell phones, you all just had problems. I had called a couple weeks ago, asking Art about the more I look into Pennsylvania and Philadelphia politics, I can see why he is literally, I'd mentioned he was living in a sewer, a cesspool. I was asking if he remembered, Art, if he remembered this name of this guy that was a well-known pedophile. This is off the subject about what you guys have been talking about. And his name is, you probably recall this, his name is Fast Eddie Savitz.
Savitz,
yeah, I don't know that story, so you can tell us about it if you want to summarize it.
You are familiar with it or not?
Your cell is distorting the problems here. Yeah. So go ahead.
You are familiar with him or you're not?
I am not familiar with that case.
You'll have to look him up. It sounds almost like very much what took place in Philadelphia was taking place in Omaha, Nebraska. There was a guy that came out, this Fast Eddie Savitz, you have to read his bio. I mean, he was sodomizing kids left and right, and all these people were basically looking the other way. And chief of police, there's a guy that named several people. One of them that was, he was saying was chief looking away was the chief of police and various other people. So that leads me down to my next, I guess, question. The district attorney, he was former district attorney. He was former mayor of Philadelphia and past governor of Pennsylvania, who was the district attorney who was, when this was all taking place, with, I'm sure Fast Eddie Savitz was one of many people that, you know, by which this stuff was taking place in Philadelphia. But the district attorney that was the attorney for the city of Philadelphia was a guy that I'm sure you're familiar with, and I'm wondering if you can comment about him, what you feel about him, past Governor Ed Rendell.
Fast City is definitely tied in with the syndicate. The district attorney's office has been a cesspool of organized crime going back to covering up the JFK assassination. Fast City used to live in Gladwin, right by the Union of Falls. His house was paid off by the Ciccolioni family, which were the bootleggers out of Conshohocken, adjacent to the city of Philadelphia. He got the term Fast Eddie because he used to go to the smut shops down on Market Street, and he got the name for basically how fast he would react to the stimulus of the videos.
Yeah, this past governor, Ed Rendell, doesn't have a real good bio, does he?
No, he's the one that basically forced mob casinos down the throats of Pennsylvania without a voter referendum. So he's not in good standing. And he also set up a law that made it virtually impossible to get a politician impeached in this state. So he wanted to protect himself. Yeah, he doesn't have a good reputation. He's definitely part of the syndicate, if that's what you're asking.
Sure. That, it sounds like it.
Yeah. You have anything else, Terry?
That's it. I basically wanted to ask him about ask Governor Ed Rendell what his assessment was of him. The little bit of research I'm doing on him, I've just been more I look into Philadelphia, the more it's a bottomless pit of evil.
It certainly is.
There's definitely a lot of corruption here. There's a lot of good people here too. The part you didn't mention was the current Attorney General, Josh Shapiro, who's going after the Catholic Church about their pedophile issues. And at the same time, he's a hardcore Zionist who basically is supported by the Anti-Defamation League. So in one way, he's helping fight the pedophile issues on the Catholic Church. And in the other way, he's basically trying to sell this entire state down the rat hole for Israel.
Yeah, it's the old classic wolf guarding the chicken coop, right?
Right, right. And the funny thing about Josh Shapiro, he never tried a case in his entire life. Now he's the attorney general for the entire state. No experience at all.
Always a first,
as a
right?
Prosecutor.
That's the excuse.
Yeah, the Catholic Church is now doing a mea culpa. I'm sure you know that's going on in Pennsylvania. And the way the mea culpa for all the abuse that was taking place there is they're removing the names of these priests that were on plaques for some of these buildings that they were placed on. Yeah. That's the covering up of the sin. Take names off the buildings.
Sure.
I think a better way is pieces of paper with pictures of dead presidents. That's how you actually have to deal with it. And some little cartoon turns in an orange jumpsuit. But, yeah, it is what it is.
Good point. Okay, right. Thank you, Terry. Very good. Art, you may want to adjust your position with your phone because you are giving us a little distortion on your end as well.
Okay. Is this any better? Is this improving?
Oh, it's much better now. Much better. All right.
Okay.
Let's go on to Ed in Utah now. Hello, Ed. Come on up. Ed dropped. Oh, all right. Well, Ed, if you want, call back very quickly if you want. Anyone else wants to get on the line? It's 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443, ladies and gentlemen. And also, in a few minutes, I want to bring up, of course, our Jerusalem Watch program, because that final segment of the program, I think, is a good note to end on, and we'll do that soon. But I wanted to ask you, Art, what your thoughts were on this whole business of QAnon.
Okay. Rick, I'm going to have to call back in because everything's breaking up on my side. I'm not sure if it's your side or mine.
Try dialing
I'll call back
in a minute. All right. Bring you right up. Bye. All right. Okay. Well, I was just going to ask Art, and I started to, but we'll wait until he comes back about this whole new movement. Started on the Internet, apparently, and all of a sudden it has been thrust forward as a major threat to the so-called media moguls, and that's QAnon. And I started to read about it, didn't give it much attention, but the more I'm looking at it, the more I'm looking into it, I don't know, I have this eerie feeling that there are some pretty important forces behind it, and it's designed, it looks to me, to bring about more, if anything, more control by the media in their waning days. I mean, right now, in general, the media, the establishment propaganda media, in the military industrial media, I should say, have an approval rating that is just below 15%, I think. And that's about as low as you can get. So it is true, as Art has said, that people are not buying into all of the lies. Unfortunately, many of them just don't have a compass, and they don't realize what people like we realize in the history and background of media lies over the last century, that they are being misled in other ways. And, of course, that, you know, it translates itself into many different venues. One of them, of course, is should we or should we not start a war with Iran? Instead of should we or should we not get back to America first, instead of America slash the state of Israel first. So Mr. Trump has never defined that term, and I understand that he can't. He really can't, because despite all the bumbling and all of the name-calling and the cat-and-mouse circus atmosphere right now that permeates Washington and makes us a laughingstock, really basically is this business of nothing more than, as I said, a Roman Empire crumbling. That's what it amounts to, is the end of the empire. All right, Art is back with us, and we'll go back to the phones in a minute. But Art, come on up. Okay, how do you sound now?
All right, here I am back again. I would agree with what you're saying. Putin even said it recently. He says the U.S. is self-destructing with what they're doing to the U.S. currency. So we are, that's one of the major signs of a collapsing empire is the currency gets debased. Look what happened with Rome. You know, towards the end there, they couldn't even afford to pay their soldiers who were basically guarding the perimeter of the Roman Empire. And that was the major indication of a collapse. So playing with right. the currencies we're doing now, you're going to start seeing the same thing happen here.
And what are your thoughts about what I just brought up about QAnon?
I couldn't hear everything that you did talk about QAnon, so I'm not sure.
I was just raising a specter, a little red flag here, to be very cautious with the rallies for Trump and the rallies against
right.
the media. Anytime you have a major organization forming and a movement, I don't care if it's the Tea Party or if you have another taxpayer group or, you know, a number of other groups we've had, movements across the landscape, you're always going to have infiltration and you're going to have diversion and you're going to have a matrix. And so I'm looking at this from a very skeptical, very cautious, jaundiced eye point of view. So I don't know if you see this emerging now as a major wheel in the machinery of the media and how they're demonizing even more the American public, the skeptical public, and attempting to milk it for all it's worth as their ratings are indicating they're dying themselves now, you know? So I don't know. I don't know how it's going to continue to evolve, but be assured of one thing. In my opinion, what we're going to see is more distraction, more dividing in this country, as I said right from the beginning, from the scriptures, more America against America, neighbor against neighbor, and these are the ones who are in control. These Kenites who run the media, who are having a field day, eating us up, and now they're even eating each other up. Just a word of caution. That's all right. I'm saying to the audience. You see.
I would agree
all right,
that we're talking
back
about
to the phone. Let's go back to the phone here. I think we have, do we have Rabbi John? Is that him from?
Who is he? Shalom, my old friend. Shalom,
hi.
Mikhail.
How are you, Rabbi?
Rick, I want to give out two quick warnings here.
Yeah.
I'm about to be evicted from my house over a supposed fire that I allegedly set. But anyway, I sent you a file and hope you get it soon. The other one is to stay away from 153news.net. Everybody in the Patriot community, pay attention. 153 News, I think, is controlled opposition. I had 10 videos up there that wasn't doing nothing on YouTube that sat there for years. I uploaded them to 153news.net, and I was getting hits after hits. And one day, when I tried to log in, guess what? Couldn't log in. The account was taken down.
I've heard of similar reports of 153 News, and I briefly mentioned it a few weeks ago, probably. So there's a lot. Again, these are created opportunities. I say they come right from Jerusalem because this is now where the action is online, and this is what they are attempting to do, a whole series of programs and methodologies to basically sow disinformation and take you down if you're really one of the good guys. You're right. I would be very suspicious of them as well. Anything
else? Well, on the topic, but real quick, like, one of the RBN Patriots said that he had some videos up, and it got taken down. I don't know what it is with that clown that runs that website, you know, that site need to go, man. Patriots, do your duty.
All right, brother. Thank you. Good to hear from you, and I will get your file, hopefully, shortly. Thank you, sir. We're going to take a break, and we will be right back, folks, and Jerusalem Watch is coming up as well.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's AngioprimIM.com, or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
And we're back. Rick Adams with you, and of course, we do have the deadly experiment, but deadlyexperiment.chatango.com is the chat room for many of you, availing yourself of the opportunity. Art, you know, one of the things that, you know, I always refer to at this time is the importance of looking at the city of Jerusalem as the city of Antichrist and what the rulers of that city are up to. And, you know, it's amazing just how far they will go to bring about this kind of evil ambition. And what do they think they're going to accomplish? In the end, of course, they're going to create their own destructiveness, and this is how they're destroying each other. You know, you have the so-called gay pride movement now taking over Jerusalem. It is known as the city of Sodom and Egypt in the Bible. Kushner, his name is Trump. Isn't that his son-in-law, Jared Kushner?
Correct. That's his son-in-law. And they're selling, they're building on 666, what is it, Broad Street, or whatever it is, the main street up in New York City. So, he's definitely related, and his father was convicted for fraud by the former New Jersey governor, whose name I can't remember as we're talking right now.
Well, apparently he's a part of this new uproar, this effort to shutter the United Nations Agency for Palestinian Refugees, according to a report in the press of Jerusalem, the Times of Israel. So apparently, the United States has frozen hundreds of millions of dollars, as you know, in aid to the UN Relief Organization. Not that I'm any way endorsing the UN. Nevertheless, with the U.S. president's, linking the so-called decision to the Palestinians' refusal to speak with his administration. Now, why would they want to speak to an administration that stabbed them in the back repeatedly? I'll never know. But this is the bullying of an empire that's crumbling. And who controls it? Who runs the empire? The emperor has no clothes, I'm afraid. But Kushner is there as the point man, you see, between the United States, Israel, and the world community, as they say, trying to shut out the Palestinians, and with Jordan receiving X number of dollars in U.S. foreign aid, trying to make Jordan or another country, Egypt, as responsible for taking care of them. Now, I hear they are blockading them by sea, right? They're blockading them by land with a huge apartheid wall. And at the same time, they're wondering why the natives are so upset. Why are the natives just sending up these balloons, these fire balloons, as they call them? And what are we going to do about it? Because they're landing in some of our villages, in some of our settlements, which are illegal settlements, by the way. So you have a barbaric rogue regime in Israel, and this is the proof of Scripture now, these times that we live in, they are totally an outlaw country, an outlaw regime, and yet they can punish an 89-year-old woman in Germany because she says she doesn't accept the official version of the so-called Holocaust story. Again, hello, are we making any sense out there? Do you see the disparity?
Yes, I do.
Well, that's it for Jerusalem Watch, friends. Much more coming up. And ladies and gentlemen, you do that. You keep your eyes on them, on the city of End Time Prophecy. Now, also go to Art's website, noplaceforcorruption.com. And Art, I thank you again for being with us today. A very productive show.
And let's remember Hiroshima and Nagasaki since they're coming up this week.
We will talk about that again, too. Thank you, Art. Take care.
You got it.
All right, folks, we thank you. A very good show. Rick Adams, Uncensored. And remember, Yahweh bless his elect.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite.
extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.